VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that's so eBay, it streams red, blue, yellow, and green. Now, here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Customer service is the heart and soul of your business on eBay, and here now to tell us about a tool that can help, and that's Ray Nolan. He's the CEO of Xcelco. Ray, what changes are you seeing in e-commerce that inspired you to build and invest in tools like, for example, Reply Manager?
Well, I think there's increasing complexity, really. There are many more platforms. People are demanding better service levels. It's not as easy as it was once before when you would join, let's say, eBay and you know, sell on one channel only. I think that people have to diversify. You've got Walmart joining the party. You've got Alibaba, and people are going international in terms of selling, you know, in multiple languages and so on. So it's certainly far more complex than it would have been 5-10 years ago.
So part of you guys do a lot of tools, not just Reply Manager. And
and
I understand some of the tools help them with customer support. Why do eBay sellers need tools to help them with customer support?
So Reply Manager is a case in point. It's been around for 8 or 9 years. And it is primarily about getting two things right. First of all, is replying to pre-sale queries. And, you know, tests have proven that if you can reply to someone who asks a question about your product within the hour, there's a good chance they'll stay with you and you'll make the sale. If you leave it longer than the hour, it diminishes over time to the point that if you answer the next day, you're unlikely to make the sale. And then post-sale queries obviously is a service level thing, which means, you know, people are going to rate you on how well you perform, have the timeliness of your answer, whether you're accurate in terms of product description, in terms of how you answer questions on how to use the product, et cetera.
So how does Reply Manager work itself?
Well, Reply Manager is a tool to help you run your help desk. So it can work from one person to, we have a company with 433 agents. They would be on the very outer limit. Typically, it's teams of 2 to 5 to 10. And what it does is it apportions the incoming queries among your team, or they can all take from the big pool. But if you say, for example, someone is an expert on a particular product or range of products, all of the incoming traffic in terms of questions, pre-sale and post-sale, can be directed to that individual. So it means that nobody's kind of answering questions that they're not expert in. And also, you can do things in the newer version, which we upgraded the product in November. You can actually direct language queries in the direction of language specialists. So a Spanish speaker can get all the Spanish queries and French and so on and so forth.
So it could really help in selling internationally as well.
Absolutely. And importantly, it's more than just managing the ticket. I think there are a few ticket management products out there. What we do is we go back to eBay. So if you write to me about a question, we go get the order that relates to your question. We get our information on delivery date and everything else. So we put the answer in front of you. So you don't have to, like, the big thing for me in terms of customer support is you don't have to turn to another system, because that leads to problems. So instead of having to look up the order elsewhere, and this would apply to someone trading on multiple platforms as well. So typically our customers will have several eBay channels, maybe a couple of Amazon, their own website. They'll be supporting Twitter and Facebook customers also. And so we put all of those questions, all those help desk items in one place, and then we get the orders from the various platforms so that you can answer the queries without having to turn and look up, you know, Amazon Spain or Amazon Italy or Amazon UK or US or whichever to get the answer.
Where are you calling from today, Ray?
I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
Oh.
It's remarkably sunny today, actually.
Hey, I have to ask this question. So are buyers and sellers different in different countries? Does culture play any part? Or is buying and selling pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, well, certainly in Europe, it's probably more, you really have to go international because there's no one market that represents, you know, the whole thing. Whereas obviously in the U.S., you can do very well by just selling to U.S. customers. And by the way, most of our customers are U.S. based. But in Europe, you'll get a British guy who wants to sell into France and Spain and Germany. And that comes with challenges in terms of language and support. So what we do is we translate the incoming query for the English speaker, from, let's say, French into English. They can reply in English, and then we translate it on the way back out also, so that the receiver sees the translated French, sees the answer translated into French. Now, there's a caveat. It's programmatically translated, so it's like Google Translate. It's not perfect. But if you think about the type of questions that people get, they're typically, you know, where's my product? Why hasn't it arrived? Or can I get it in blue? And so typically people will have well-translated templates written that we just feed the answer straight off the template so it can look really, really well. And it's literally only about 20% of the queries that we answer using machine translation.
Is there something about Reply Manager that makes it particularly attractive for eBay sellers?
Well, Reply Manager grew up on eBay, so it has got many of the features that eBay sellers will be used to in terms of Resolution Center. It directly deals with Resolution Center. It directly deals with all of the stuff that you're used to seeing. But instead of having to log into multiple eBay accounts to get your queries, they're all in one place. So it's very much came from eBay stock, if you like, and now has grown up a bit over time.
How did you get interested in providing services for eBay sellers, Ray?
Well, my history is internet since there was only barely an in internet. I've been doing online since about 97, and I built the world's biggest youth hostel booking product called hostelworld.com, which grew eventually to being a $1 billion company, which we sold a few years ago. But over time, that business relied heavily on its ability to support customers well. And that's why it grew well, because the support was insanely good. And so that if somebody had a question about a booking and so on, we knew that we had to get back quickly and we had to be accurate. My mantra for support is be quick, be right, and be you. And that means be personable. And that means, you know, engage with your customer, be personable. It's not a machine to machine. There's a human being at both ends of this conversation. And so we built that business largely on being great at customer support. And so I've had a number of dot-com businesses, which were all about support, and it was kind of logical that I would end up building a support business.
You have other tools for online sellers as well as Reply Manager?
Yeah. So realistically, I think about selling online as being built on three pillars. One is price, obviously. One is product, and one is performance or service. Okay. And so if we imagine a world where the product is really outside our control, then it's price and reputation. So we have a repricer, which is an algorithmic tool that changes the price of products listed on Amazon, particularly on Amazon, on multiple Amazon marketplaces. So you can have your product listed in 8, 9 Amazon marketplaces, and it will price uniquely in each marketplace against the competition in that market. But that product will also replicate the price from Amazon, from your Amazon stock into your eBay marketplace, which is kind of handy because, if you like, increasingly the Amazon price is the price. And so people will look for a price on Amazon, then look for a price on eBay. So in theory, you know, the market has settled that Amazon is the price. So what we do is we help you replicate your price into eBay. In an ideal world, we'd use the same kind of algorithm to price in eBay. But unfortunately, because of the sort of SKU adoption, the ASIN model that Amazon have hasn't been adopted as quickly within eBay. It's very hard to price one against one when people are creating their own listings for products.
So
our other product.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, our other product is which we call High Five, which is basically about soliciting responses, soliciting reviews from your customers. And so when somebody buys something, you know, we're increasingly time poor. So going back to eBay or to Amazon or to Trustpilot or anybody else to write a review of your service takes time, and maybe I need a little prod. And there are very, very stringent rules about how you communicate with your customers, as you know, within eBay and within Amazon in particular. So what we do is we adhere closely to their rules. We deliver messages via their APIs, so it's not by an email. And we deliver thousands of messages a day for our sellers. And the idea being that we can write to you 3-4 days after we know you've received it with a message saying, you know, could you take 2 minutes to rate us on Amazon or eBay? And what that does is it basically is a way of enhancing your reputation. if you like, Amazon in particular will rate you obviously on the customer's rating, but it will also score you on the number of reviews you have. So getting volume is important. And then what we also do is we allow you select the products from whom you'd like to solicit reviews. So you can pick, the products that are less complex would be a typical one, because, you know, what you don't want is for people to be rating you based on the product being a difficult product to use, which was outside your control. They're supposed to be rating you as a seller. And so if your service has been good, if you delivered on time, if your backup was good, then you want a good rating. So what we do is we say, look, why don't you only write to a certain subset of your customer base? And therefore the likelihood is that they give you a true rating of your service rather than one that is tainted a little bit maybe by a complex product which they found too difficult, etc.
So how much does Reply Manager cost?
So it starts at 3 users for $59. And that's great for small teams, and that will handle your email, your Facebook, your Twitter, and 2 eBay channels. And then we've got larger products which allow you have, obviously it goes up by numbers of users. So what we have is a base with 3 users. And then what we do is we allow you to, it goes up to 35 euros, which is about $40.
So you have a 14-day free trial, no credit card required. So go to replymanager.com. Thank you, Ray.
Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember, BULQ.com, the easy way to source.